SSA announces mobile access to physical Social Security number cards. The Social Security Administration is set to provide beneficiaries with digital access to their Social Security numbers, offering a secure and accessible alternative to physical SSN cards, the agency said in an April 25 statement. The digital SSN feature will allow account holders to conveniently display their SSN, when needed, for reasons other than handling Social Security matters, the agency said. Beneficiaries can access the digital SSN via mobile devices. This enhancement will provide individuals who have forgotten their SSN or misplaced their SSN cards a simple solution, allowing them to securely view their SSN online through the My Social Security portal. This will reduce their need for an in-person visit and/or having to wait to receive their SSN card through the mail. According to the agency, the digital access option seeks to minimize the risk of stolen or lost cards. SSA encouraged all beneficiaries to utilize the option, which is scheduled to be available beginning this summer. Lee Dudek, acting commissioner of SSA, commended the enabling of SSN digital access to beneficiaries. "This enhancement reflects our commitment to providing better service to the public while ensuring that their personal information remains secure. We believe that this modern approach will meet the needs of our constituents in a more efficient manner." The digital access option is one of the latest actions taken by the SSA to strengthen security of the Social Security program. On April 12, the agency announced it was implementing new anti-fraud measures to make claims filed over the telephone more secure. The enhanced technology enables SSA to identify suspicious activity in telephone claims by analyzing patterns and anomalies within a person's account. If irregularities are detected, the individual will be asked to complete in-person identity proofing to continue processing their claim. The measures enable SSA to maintain security of the service while ensuring that customers who are unable to file online or visit an office in person have a safe option to make claims, said the agency. "We are modernizing how we serve the public, enhancing both security and accessibility," Dudek said. "These updates improve our ability to detect and prevent fraud." SSA improvements. Under the current administration, SSA has taken steps to improve transparency and accountability, besides security features. SSA is now publishing recordings of weekly meetings, which are typically conducted by officials to discuss various issues. The agency is releasing key information about various decisions taken by the acting commissioner, with a webpage detailing the challenges faced by the SSA and the final decision taken on these matters. There is also a push to terminate leases, which is expected to save the agency millions of dollars annually in rental costs. Democrat lawmakers have opposed several measures taken by the administration with regard to Social Security. On April 2, a group of Democrats launched the Social Security War Room, which, according to Senator Mark Kelly's April 2 statement, is a coordinated effort to counter what he alleged was an attack on Social Security by the administration. The lawmakers criticized SSA's plans to cut down its workforce and alleged that the agency was looking to shut down regional offices and mandate in-person identity checks for beneficiaries, saying these measures pose difficulties for seniors who depend on the benefits. The war room will include coordinated oversight, caucus-wide videos to underscore the impacts of the Trump administration's Social Security cuts. Reports revealing new information on impacts in states, wait times, and more. Additionally, it will involve Social Security Administration office visits in war room member states as well as Republican districts. And Social Security-focused town halls. Some of the allegations have been countered by the SSA. On March 27, the agency dismissed reports of permanently closing local field offices, calling them false. SSA has not permanently closed or announced the permanent closure of any local field office, it said. On March 26, SSA said it wouldn't implement a policy that would have required many individuals to visit offices for in-person verification of their identities. Meanwhile, the president signed a memorandum on April 15, instructing federal agencies to initiate steps to prevent Social Security payments from going to ineligible individuals such as illegal immigrants. SSA would be asked to consider reinstating civil monetary penalties against individuals identified to have committed Social Security fraud.